listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events, such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paul, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science. And if there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, here for the French President Trump press conference. I will take your questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Indigo Miller here from the Portland Tribune.
Indigo, very good to see you. Portland, what a wonderful place. All right, Indigo, you look so beautiful. Go ahead.
You have repeatedly claimed that you received a Man of the Year award from the state of Michigan, but Michigan has never had a Man of the Year award. Former Michigan Congressman Dave Trott says that in 2013, he asked you to speak at a Lincoln Day dinner that he organized, although now he doesn't think you are fit for office, and he presented you with a framed copy of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, but there was no Man of the Year.
Well, I can't hear you very well because you are wearing a mask, but thank you, yes. It was a very strongly great honor to be Michigan's Man of the Year. And when Abraham Lincoln insisted on presenting it to moi, I was very touched, very bigly touched. We don't agree on the slaves, but we have a lot in common, Lincoln and I. In fact, I drove a Lincoln for a little while. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. You were really pushing for our kids to be back in school, but right now our strongest weapon against COVID-19 is social distancing, staying 6 feet apart from one another. How is that going to work with very young kids?
No. Kids are different than adults. Kids are fast. They are small and they run around. They don't get the virus because they run away from the droplets. They get up close and then they run or hop or skip. That's why the virus have gravitated to the nursing homes, because they do not hop or skip. So I, French Trump, shall make an executive order that people in the nursing homes must hop and skip. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, Babs Barker with the Arizona Star. Were you making fun of former VP Joe Biden for wearing a face mask?
No, I was making fun of the mask for having Joe Biden behind it. Next question.
Mr. President.
Hello, thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo. Good to see you, Tony. I have an antipasto for you. Go ahead.
The widower of Joe Scarborough's former staffer, who died of an undiagnosed heart disorder in 2001, has written a wrenching letter to Twitter asking that they take down your tweet suggesting that Joe Scarborough murdered her. Is it necessary to churn up family's grief when the real issue is that you don't like Joe Scarborough because he mocks you on cable television?
Oh, does he mock me on the cable television? I wouldn't know. I'm too busy being president to watch Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, and Willie Geist on Morning Joe on MSNBC weekdays from 6 to 9. I know nothing about that show. I just think it is important to make sure that Joe Scarborough doesn't kill again. I took an oath, you know, to keep the nation safe. And if Joe Scarborough is out there on the loose on weekends, and from 9 a.m. until 6 a.m. on weekdays, we should all want to check it out. Think how many people he could kill in that time, not to mention during the commercials. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Indigo Miller again from Portland Tribune.
Oh, most you make users... me blue, Indigo. Go ahead.
Most of the users would have long ago been thrown off Twitter for the dangerous lying, threats, and incitement you have engaged in. And yet, when they finally take the meager step of printing a line suggesting that readers fact-check your baseless claims about mail-in ballots resulting in voter fraud, you say it's stifling your free speech.
I just signed a presidential order to regulate the shit out of Twitter. When I get done with them, me, Sean Hannity, and Brad Bart will be the only people allowed by law to post on Twitter. They stifled the speech of the wrong guy. It's not just a free speech issue. It's a hate crime. They are discriminating against my people. I'm a liar. My mother was a liar. My father was a liar. My children are liars. By fact-checking moi, they are discriminating against my entire race. Besides, I think Twitter may have killed someone. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. What is your reaction to the Columbia study that says 36,000 people could have been spared death by COVID-19 had you acted a week earlier? And this makes you the kind of opposite of George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
Listen, you mask-wearing motherfucker. I will bury you so deep under the White House tennis courts that you find Rudy Giuliani. I will unleash my bots and my MAGA hat-wearing, tiki torch-carrying white supremacist skinheads, and they will kill the next three generations of your weak, undeserving family. Then you tell me it's a wonderful life, you piece of shit. I will use your youngest child for medical experiments. I'll prove once and for all that the bleach just under the skin of a child screaming for mercy is good for you, you miserable, sanctimonious abortion. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President. Babs Barker again with the Arizona Star.
I love Arizona. It's hot there. I like that. It's hot. You're hot, Babs. Go ahead.
Why are you insisting that churches be considered essential?
America is in need of spiritual guidance. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.